Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
What is today, Bill?
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. And, it's time for the wearing of the green.
Absolutely.
I see you got your green.
I do have my green on, as do you.
I have layers of green.
I have layer of green.
That's, well, you know, it's all what's in here.
We'll get into that a little later in the show.
Yes, I know, because it's big news.
So. There is, yeah. Yes. So anyways, it is St. Patrick's Day, and as we are wont to do on St. Patrick's Day or thereabouts, we...
Well, actually, we devote the entire month of March, and we call it...
Irish Whiskey Month.
That's right. And last year, we had a great time.
I've taken to like some Irish whiskeys quite a bit. I mean, Green Spot is still a perennial favorite.
Oh, yeah. The yellow, too. But as we are fond of saying, the value truly is in the Green Spot. The quality of whiskey for the price is...
Oh, it's second to none.
Yeah. I'd say late last summer, I ran across this one. And you have since run across the same one.
That's
because
right.
I bought it right away saying, this is going to be for next year. And then one day I came over here several months ago and you showed me this. And I said, well, I got that one. So this is a wonderful looking one. Look at the color on that.
That's a deep color.
Can you?
I mean, it's golden red, I think.
Yeah. This is Powers Single Pot Still Irish Whiskey, the John's Lane release.
Yes.
So this is aged 12 years.
And the box was interesting because we opened it up and there was that whole big... poster drawing etching of the distillery.
Yeah.
And a story longer than I can possibly read.
Right. The back of that poster, the back of that map, is just covered in...
It's like a full-page news article.
Right. Exactly. Right. That's what it looks like. Is
in newsprint.
It is small.
Right.
That's for sure. Alfred Barnard's account of John's Lane Distillery, Dublin, 1886. So anyway, we've been looking forward to this one for quite a while. We can't get into reading that entire story. That would be...
No, but I am going to bring that up to bed with me and
yeah,
you know, probably take a month to read it.
I've got one of these at home too because, like I said, I bought the same bottle. So
it's fantastic. You know, I'm definitely looking forward to cracking open this sucker.
So shall we open it?
I believe so.
Well, you bought it. I suppose I should let you do the honors.
Wow. You know, one of my favorite parts of what we do here...
Yeah.
Is the cracking of the bottle.
Oh, yeah, the opening of the bottle.
So this is a traditional bottle with a traditional cork. You know, some of them have unique features to them. This one, not so much. A little sniff there. Ooh.
Not much on the cork.
Oh, the bottle's kind of strong.
Is it?
Yeah. That is definitely a scented bottle.
All right, well, I'm getting over a cold. Maybe this isn't the best night in the world to do this because of my condition, but it is, however, the best night...
To drink Irish whiskey.
To drink Irish whiskey.
Yes, it is. No. There you go, Jim.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that sucker, huh?
Look at that color. All right, let me just tell you what I'm getting out of it. It's a very sweet, is it an almost floral scent, or is it vanilla that I'm getting? I'm leaning toward vanilla.
Oh, I like it. It's sweet, very high, goes way up the nose.
I get a good snoot of it, because I could use the clearing of the sinuses.
It's a cool scent.
Yeah, I'm getting that, for sure. So it's kind of a vanilla sweetness, do you think? Yeah, I'm getting some of that vapor.
It's a soft sweetness. I can't tell you, give you a flavor as much as it's very vapory.
Yeah.
But it's not a, you know, sometimes it's a sharp vapor.
Yeah.
This is a soft vapor.
Okay, good.
But it rides way up.
That's what I'm getting. It's not a sharp, strong vapor.
I like it, though. I mean, it's not something like you stick your nose in. It's not like, you know, the nasal spray which burns up to your eye or anything like that. It's a...
Warm it a bit in your hand. It brings that up even more, but I also get even more of the sweetness when I do that.
It's, again, it's got a very sweet scent to it, a soft sweet scent, not sugary.
That's why I was likening it to vanilla. I thought it had more of a creamy, softer...
Yeah, I could see that. Well, there's an easy way to find out.
Aye.
Ooh.
Oh, my. Oh.
Whoa. Jim, you like this.
I do.
You like this a lot.
This is an amazing Irish. This is one of the most complex Irish whiskeys.
This is sweet.
I think you're going to find.
And strong.
Yeah. And smooth.
And dry.
And dry.
And it's got a whale of a finish.
Unbelievable. And I'm still feeling the warmth in here.
Yeah.
It's not raging heat, but it's, wow, it's so nice.
But it's a full heat. Oh, this is really good. I like this a lot. This is...
My gums are tingling.
Yeah, but it doesn't coat you, but you get a full sensation with it. Oh, yeah, because it's not thick or syrupy at all. Oh, it's good. It's really good. It's got a pinch on the tongue.
Yeah, I noticed that right away.
A full sweetness. There's vapor.
Oh, there is.
This is no big gulp.
No, that pinch on your tongue, I'm feeling it in my gums, too.
Yeah.
It's just like a lingering tingle.
Yes. Oh, this is a nice, oh, really nice whiskey.
And that drying effect as you swallow it, that's very interesting.
Yeah. What is this, the single still?
Single pot still. Powers is famed for its triple distilled traditional pot still. Whiskies characterized by their full honey and spice taste.
Yeah. Well, I'm reading some of the tasting notes on here. It says barley, copper, fresh oak, leather, and juicy fruit. I'll give it the juicy fruit because it's a little bit past that spent sweetness that I like. It's just a hint of the juicy fruit, but it's still there. But I think that's kind of what gives it that full mouthfeel too. You know, that ghost of a flavor that's not quite there.
Yeah.
That's fabulous.
Oh, yeah, that's like your favorite right there. Powers John's Lane is a single pot still whiskey that provides a glimpse of how pot still whiskey from the original John's Lane distillery would have tasted. The distillate has been matured mainly in American oak casks with a small inclusion of Iberian oak for balance and complexity, and then married to create the distinctive honey and spice flavor of Powers. So they're calling it honey, what I thought smelled like vanilla.
I'm still giving it the vanilla. This is good stuff. I like this a lot. I love the color. It's another dark whiskey.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Redbreast was a darker one too, wasn't it?
I think the Redbreast was darker. I like this. Probably I'm going to put this ahead of the Redbreast.
I will too.
I would actually put this somewhere near the Green Spot range.
I will too. They're different. They're very different.
They're very whiskeys. Different. This is a sweeter flavor.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say it's smoother. It's just different.
Right.
It's a different sort of smooth.
The it's much more complex.
But it's also warmer. There's a lot more heat. There's a lot more finish to it. But heat. See, like you take a sip of this and you want to finish the whole taste. Whereas the Green Spot, you get a nice taste and a nice finish. But then you can keep going, but the finish lasts that little extra out of this glass. So I like this a lot. We made a good choice.
Oh, I think so. Now, this one, I'm going to agree with you so far. I like it as much as Green Spot, but just like you, for entirely different reasons. It's a much different whiskey, much more complex whiskey.
So you want me to tell you my little story about Irish?
So, yes, I do.
So I did one of those ancestry DNA tests.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've oft told you all that I am FBI.
That's right.
And I...
Full-blooded Italian.
And I'm going to stick to my statement that I am FBI.
Okay.
Because all of my grandparents from both sides all came over on the boat from Italy.
Right.
So my mother, of course, had done one of these tests, and she got me one for Christmas because
I remember.
I had no interest in ever doing it because I'm FBI, and I tell people I'm FBI, and I'm going to stick with telling people I'm FBI. It's a whole lot easier than telling people the list of things that show up in the in the little testing.
Right.
So my mother got her test back. It turned out she was like 60-something percent Italian.
You just said it like a Mick.
I know. That's because it's Irish Day.
That's right.
Okay.
And you got a drink of Irish
and she
whiskey.
She was, I don't know, like 10 or 15% what she calls crazy Stan. And then she's some part Middle Eastern in the Turkish area. Uh-huh. Right. So, and then I took my test and mine came back and I was 83%, you know, Italian, Greek, Mediterranean, that area. Cause they don't give you exactly Italy.
Right.
You
know? Yeah.
So I'm like 83% Italian. I am 10%, I think 10 to 13% in the Turkish Middle Eastern area, and like a 1 or 2% in a couple other places. And one of the things, I was 1% Irish. I am 1% Irish, Jim. It's got to be the whiskey part.
Yes, the part that likes the whiskey.
It might just be.
You may be 1% Irish, but today everybody is 100% Irish, including you, my friend. So, hey, welcome to the clan.
Ah, to the clan.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, so that's my deep ties to the Irish is my
Enough of that.
Let's get back to the whiskey.
I think we should.
I think that was a...
Should get to the water here.
Amazing first taste.
Oh, boy. Can it get better than that? That was...
No. Well, we'll find out. I just happen to have a little glass of water here.
Oh, you brought a spoon.
I did bring a spoon. I'm going to go with 3 lumps. Ooh, smell that.
Okay, smell a lot of sweetness.
I'm getting a deeper scent. Maybe wood, maybe leather, maybe something a little bit more finished.
All right, there's still some vapor.
Yes, there is. Oh, I like it. It separates that wood that I didn't even get a hint of flavor or scent-wise. Less sweet. Actually, that's interesting. Smell the difference.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's something. I'm not sure if it's tobacco or leather.
Matchstick, yeah. Something a little bit woodier, a little smokier.
Mine's like all vanilla. Yours
is a lot more vapor and less...
I did put a fourth spoon. Let me put a fifth in.
That's interesting. I like this. Totally new scent.
I mean, if anything, it's getting sweet. Yeah. I'm getting more of that dry heat.
A little bit. This is a little bit more. Yeah, it's different. That's super interesting. I'll give it a sip. Mmm. A little bit more bitter.
I'm tasting wood or something.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. It's a little woodier. Still has a nice vapor.
Yeah.
Still has a good finish.
Actually, the vapor's still pretty strong.
It's a dry whiskey. This is a dry whiskey.
It still dries.
It fools you. Yeah. Doesn't taste like a dry whiskey, but it is a dry whiskey. Oh, I like it. It's a different taste. It's more wood, a little bit more bitter, not as much of that juicy fruit as before.
In the middle of the
but
down
it's
the hatch,
still just a hint.
I get a little bit of gum, maybe not juicy fruit, but a little sweetness like gum, chewing gum, and then everything kind of dries.
Yeah, it dries quickly.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know. I'm still leaning towards the neat.
I am too. You know why? Because it's more complex.
You know what this does?
But I like the wood in this.
This pushes it a little bit more towards the green spot. A little bit more on the drier, bitter side. Still very smooth. This is more hint to sweetness.
Yeah. Except for the wood, I think I agree with you.
See, the green spot's more the vapor like this does. It's got that pinchy vapor to
it. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is definitely a different flavor than the neat was. A different scent, a different taste. It went from, to me, just a sweet, full flavor to a wooded, more complex, more traditional flavor. This is behaving more like a single malt.
Well, and I kind of got that type of impression on the neat. Because
it was more complex
than any of the Irish ones we have had to date.
Right, and this separates it more. And it just
and the water does, which we expected.
Kind of reinforces that.
Right.
But this brings out the more...
I do like the wood taste.
This definitely brings out the more wood side of this whiskey that you didn't get when it was neat.
Well, and they tell you on the label, you know, that it was aged in American oak.
Right.
With, what do they call it, Iberian oak. I'd say one of the... Also the most pronounced changes that the water brought out was it dries it faster.
Yeah.
I was thinking
the same thing. It's a drier... I think that's kind of what brings out the wood.
Yeah. It's still sweet, but it's not as sweet as it smells.
Sweet's a characteristic more than a taste in this case.
Yeah.
This has become a even more interesting glass of whiskey.
Absolutely. You looking at the legs, were you?
There aren't too many legs on the water side. There was a little bit on the neat side.
Yeah, I didn't really notice on the neat.
There's a little bit.
A little bit here on the water.
But I don't know. We got a proof statement on this box here somewhere?
I wonder. 46% alcohol by volume, 92 proof.
Okay, so it's a strong bottle of whiskey. It seemed like it.
Should I read the tasting notes?
Go right ahead.
Nose, an abundance of earthy aromas, leather, tobacco with layers of charred wood, dark chocolate, and treacle toffee. We just across that. Was that on our last podcast?
Yes.
The Glenmorangie?
Was it, or the Glendronach?
I think it was the Glendronach.
Interesting. The notes that it gives us is nothing like what our first experience was.
Not the first one.
But my watered down taste?
Yours got either leather or tobacco. I said tobacco, you said leather.
Leather, yeah, you said tobacco, I said leather or wood.
Yeah.
And that's got like all three of those built into that, right?
It does. Taste, full-bodied spice front followed by vanilla, honey, and dried apricot. Well, there's my vanilla, but I was smelling that. I tasted too. But I thought I got that off the original nose.
So it's vanilla and honey. I get the vanilla. I don't really get the honey.
I don't either. Honey is a different sweetness to me.
Yeah.
I mean, compare a lot of things to vanilla because it's got a definite nose and it's got a definite taste.
You know what I think of when I think of honey? Cornbread with honey butter.
Oh, with honey butter. Ooh. Yeah. All right, so the finish. Lingering honey sweetness on toasted oak. I'd say lingering sweetness on toasted oak. At least with this.
Okay, the honeys that I use, that I put in my tea or put on a biscuit or something, is a strong, sweet. This is not that. This is a way more mild than honey sweet flavor to me.
Again, that's vanilla to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a mild toffee flavor.
Right. And what we need to do is go and find this treacle toffee and taste it, find out what it is. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
It gives you spice. And there is a spicy sensation more so than flavor. Whenever we talk about spice in whiskey, I always go back to the bullet.
Bullet, yeah.
And that's spicy. I mean, that's big red gum. You know, that is
cinnamon
sharpness, you know?
Right.
This is little tongue tingler more so than a harsh, you know, peppery bite or anything like that. To my taste, I wouldn't call this spicy at all. I would call this just enough to wake up the taste buds.
One thing we didn't talk about was the warmth on this. I'm not getting really much in my mouth a bit, but not so much. Down
the water one?
In the chest, yes.
Not compared to the neat, not at all. The neat was a full warmth. That was your classic scotch heat.
Yes.
That was when I took my first sip and I said, you like this?
Yes.
That's what you like.
Especially when you're getting over a cold. It gives you that warm hug from the inside.
You do know Mark Twain's cure for the common cold.
Do tell.
Finish a complete bottle of whiskey and you'll feel better when you wake up.
Well, he was a very wise man.
He was a wise man. Well, you know what time it is, Jim?
You got your bag there. I assume it's a bag of rocks.
This is God's gift to the whiskey drinker.
Yeah. I have to agree with you. And you're the one who introduced this to me.
I saw him online.
You saw? Yeah. And And you gave me mine as a gift as well.
I saw these online and I was like, whoa, you got to have the Soapstone Rocks. It doesn't dilute the flavor. Got to try it, right? So I've seen these and I've seen those little shiny square ball bearings.
I don't think I've seen those.
Metal rocks?
No, I don't think I've seen the metal ones.
Oh, well, I've seen the metal ones. And I'm like, nah. It would have to leave a metallic taste in your mouth. Yeah. Okay, I just love the 10 seconds after it's just chilled. Yeah. It's awesome. It totally keeps the vapor in the glass now. Very sweet scent.
I'm mostly getting sweet. I'm not getting any vapor.
That's what I'm saying. The vapor doesn't come out of the glass anymore. You have to put your nose deep into it to even smell
it. Are you getting tobacco at all?
Yep, just a little bit of not even good tobacco, like chewing tobacco, like a bitter tobacco.
The first impression I had, maybe it's because I'm an ex-smoker.
Yeah.
The cigarette smoke.
Not smoke, but
cigarette, like the tobacco that's inside the cigarette itself.
Yeah, like the Skoal taste scent. See, I was never really a cigarette smoker, but, you know, I hung out with baseball players and the like.
So chewing tobacco.
So, this is to me a chewing tobacco scent to me. In fact, it's very much a chewing tobacco scent because it's like...
Yeah, okay.
It's like tobacco...
Almost a cherry.
It's like tobacco with a little sweetness inside of it. Yeah. Oh, welcome back.
Warmth in my mouth and down.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. The tip of my tongue is like, ooh.
Yes, this is...
Bite, 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 bite.
This is spicier.
Much spicier. I like this even better.
I like this a lot.
It dries, but then it doesn't.
Yeah. A lot of times when we have the lingering flavor, there's the film that goes with it. This doesn't do that.
No, but I've got the tingle.
Yes, but this is a dry coating. It's like tiny little batteries on the tip of your tongue.
The very tip.
But it's cool to your whole mouth. After that sip is gone, everything dries up. It's nice and cool. You get a nice tingly feeling, and it's...
Oh. Dry in taste. Sometimes your entire mouth dries out. That's not happening to me.
Well, this is pulling itself down with the finish. You see what I'm saying? You take your sip, you clear your throat, and you get a nice, warm, full chest, and it pulls everything down with it.
What a radical change.
This is three different whiskeys.
Again. I mean,
this is very much, it's most similar to the neat.
It's neat, but more so.
It's neater.
It's neater, yeah. I like this. I mean, between water and neat, it was neat. But between neat and chilled, I think I like the chilled.
Jim, I'm feeling we're becoming predictable. We tend to agree on this almost all the time now. And I have to agree with you again. So, and there was something else I even wanted to talk about.
Yeah, please.
I've done some traveling.
How could I forget? You just got back from Cabo.
I did.
Yeah.
We took the kids.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Oh, it was fun. The kids had a great time.
Of course they did.
Okay, we snorkeling, parasailing, did the pirate ship, did the beach fiesta and the beach party.
Now, they did even more on the pirate ship, right? Didn't they have pirates board you and everything?
Yes, the pirates boarded us. They had fire dancing and...
Guy falls off the mast into the water.
Guy dives off the mast into the water. It was fantastic.
That's amazing.
Oh, we had a great time. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jim, so far nothing comes close to this Irish whiskey. I'm going to say it. You don't have to. I like this better than the Green Spot.
What?
That's what I'm saying.
I was not going to say that.
I am saying that. You know why?
Well, it's more complex.
It's three whiskeys in one.
Yeah, we didn't quite get that with the Green Spot. I think we had two in one.
Well, this is two in one. This is the chilled. It's an improvement on an already, you know, top shelf, full experience, neat taste with the chilled. Right. It gets that much better. I mean, if you sat that next to a bottle of Green Spot, and they're comparable in price.
That's what I was going to get to. What was the price the last time you bought a Green Spot, roughly? Around 40, 45?
45 bucks.
Okay. What's this?
This box says 60 bucks. So, okay, it's a little bit more expensive. It's between the green and the yellow in price.
Yeah, it's right in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. But I still, I don't know. If for the same price, I would take this over the Green Spot.
What about the yellow spot?
Yeah, this is kind of between the two.
It's between the two in price. I'd say it's between the two in quality.
Okay, so I have a new favorite Irish whiskey. I have proclaimed it, whether you
I'm
agree
not sure
or not.
I agree.
That's fair. That's good, because we've agreed on too much lately.
Well, you know, with Green Spot and this.
Oh, this is...
And it's yellow.
Unbelievable stuff. Yeah.
And clearly, this is the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the most complex Irish whiskey we've had. It's so much more... Like a single malt scotch.
Right.
All right, so let's wrap it up.
Yeah, great whiskey.
It's fantastic. I look forward to our next Irish whiskey.
Definitely a higher quality whiskey. This would surprise somebody. It would be a great gift.
For a scotch drinker?
Yes. Great Irish whiskey for a scotch drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a big time winner.
Absolutely. All right. So, welcome to Irish Whiskey Month.
Yeah, welcome to Irish Whiskey Month.
And I hope you had a good time with this one. This is called the Powers John's Lane's Lane.
Single pot still Irish Whiskey. John's Lane's Reserve.
So, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend.
So, thank you very much for listening. My name's Jim.
And I'm Bill. And this is Hopscotch World.